Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
I am the Alpha and the Omega. That was a good place to say amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, right now, who was back then, and who is to come, standing in our 2026, the Lord God Almighty. I'm going to read this one more time. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and was and is to come, the Almighty. Somebody say, it's the Alpha anointing. Take your hand and put it on your head and say, God, anoint me before I leave this room. Take things out of me, put things into me, but let your spirit rest on me. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I would be shocked if 20 hands went up to answer this next question. How many of you know who Ron Canole is? Raise your hand. One, two, three. Oh, more than 20. Oh, no. Oh, we lost on this side. Oh, there's two over here. Back in the 90s, praise and worship was a lot different. And there's a man named Ron Canole who, man, just released hit after hit after hit after hit. Before there was a Hillsong United, before there was an Elevation and Red Worship and Bethel and all of these great worship teams, Ron Canole and his team with Integrity Music released just, as the kids would say, banger after banger. If you don't know what that means, it's not what you think it means. It means a really good song. And Ron Canole in 92 wrote a song called Anointing Fall on Me. And this is a song that literally is a soundtrack to my youth. Every once in a while I'll hear it in another church, or I'll hear it just in some different venue. And it takes me back because I like those worship services. And we did it a little bit today. I think they cut one song out of their set list today because when we felt that worship shift, we just sat right there in that pocket for the rest of worship. But I love when we worship and sing the same song for a long time, because those lyrics, they get in your spirit, and you quit thinking about what's coming next, and you just, in those moments, you press into worship. And when I was younger, we had that next door, and this song, just the beginning, goes like this. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of, started too high, the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. And we would sing that over and over. Pastor Becky would lead it, and that team would lead it. And you could just feel the weight, not in a bad way, the weight, not of the world, but of the presence of the Lord, settle. And if you're going to carry something in life, we need to resolve to carry the presence of the Lord. If you're going to carry something heavy, carry something of weight and value, carry the presence of the Lord. So here we stand in the first of 52 Sundays of 2026. 52 Sundays for God to speak, for God to move, for us to serve, for us to give. And how many of you know the first matters? What you say first matters. What you do first matters. That's why we always talk about the first day. Nobody ever talks about the fourth day. They talk about the first day. How did the first date? How the first date goes depends on whether there will be a second date. So the first Sunday matters. The first service of the year matters. The first words set the tone. First steps set direction. First faith decision unlocks momentum. And hopefully you did not stumble into 2026. If you are here on Wednesday night, we did not stumble into 2026. We marched into 2026. We are not hoping that it gets better in 2026. And I remember, hard to believe, 6 years ago when COVID and and all of the coronavirus was running rampant, and we always heard that phrase, when are things going to be get back to normal? Things never got back to normal. And to be honest with you, I don't want things going back to anything. I want, praise God, us to live a life that is full of the new things that God is wanting to do. New devils to cast out, new giants to slay, new assignments to conquer. We didn't stumble into 2026. We marched in with confidence and authority. We stand here at the Genesis at the brink of a new year. And God is saying, if you will let me be the Alpha, I'll take responsibility to be your Omega. I'll be the Omega that you need me to be. But so many of us depend on God to just be the Omega in our life, but we never allow God to be the Alpha. What does that mean, Pastor? That we only talk to God at the end of the situation. And we're depending on God at the end of our life to take us to heaven. But I am here to declare to you, if you do not care about God being your Alpha, He will never be your Omega. Because before we can get to the end, there has to be a beginning. There has to be a jumping off point. And so when we talk about the Alpha anointing, we are talking about not God anointing the first month only. We are talking about God anointing you in your life and me in my life so that we can make sure that come February we are operating under the authority and power that God has called us to operate with. So it does matter how we start. We've heard all of our lives, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But oh, on the contrary, it matters how you start, because you will never finish unless you start the right way. So I want to commend you in 2026. You could have stayed in bed today. You could have gone to the outlet malls today, or you could already be having lunch, but here you sit, praise God. Some of you wanted to be here. Some of you, your spouse pressured you to be here, or mom and dad made you be here, but I've come to encourage you today. You're already here, so why not get anointed in this moment for everything God has for your future? We are starting in faith with open arms to a fresh anointing. But what is the Alpha anointing? When we see that word Alpha, we think of the Greek alphabet. But Alpha is so much more than that. Alpha defined is the source of something, the beginning, the genesis of something, the origin, the first cause. Can I encourage you that today can be the day that something starts in your life where it will make your life never the same again? It could be that today starts an anointing in your life, that the family you've been praying for, God is going to do it in 2026, not because of what happens in July or August, but because of the anointing that starts here in January. Can I encourage somebody, get anointed today. Get anointed before you need it, so it'll be there when you do. Because realize this, you can have the greatest voice in the world. You can worship, you can pray, you can read the word of God, but nothing takes the place of the anointing. I have heard good singers, but an anointed worshiper can do things that a good singer can't do. I've heard great speakers, preachers, and orators, but you give me somebody who speaks under the anointing and everything changes in those moments. I would rather be anointed than good. That's why talent doesn't matter. Anointing matters. That's why David wasn't the biggest, the baddest, the strongest, the best looking, the tallest, but he was the most anointed out of all seven of his brothers. And so God chose him to be king. I'm talking to somebody that's been undervalued and overlooked and underappreciated today. I'm talking to the person that made excuses all your life or in 2025 as to the reason why God couldn't, why God wouldn't, why you can't, and why you shouldn't. I'm talking to you and telling you today, you are one moment of God dumping out his anointing on your life that is going to take your life on a trajectory that you didn't even know it was possible. I've come to resurrect dead dreams today. I've come to speak to somebody that's in the valley of dry bones today and tell you, you don't need a year of favor. You need one moment of God's anointing, and that anointing will lead you into the favor that God has for you. Somebody say it's an Alpha anointing. So what is the anointing? The anointing is the act, the result of God setting a person apart. Can I encourage somebody that you've been lamenting the relationships that God took out of your life or took you out of in 2025? He didn't do it because he wanted you to suffer, and he didn't do it because they were necessarily a bad person. He just has something for you that they could not be a part of, and so he has set you apart. God, I wish they didn't have to leave. Oh, they had to leave so that you could get by yourself with God, so that he could slather you with his anointing, so that when it comes time for you to walk in that authority, praise God, you are ready for the moment. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, don't miss your moment. Anointing is when God sets a person aside, apart, and empowers them with his spirit, not by might, not by power, but by the spirit of the Lord. Some of us have come into 2026 with the question, I don't know how it's going to get done. I've got good news for you. I don't know how it's going to get done either. But it's not my power, not your power, not my might, not your might. It's not what we can do. It is what the Spirit, praise God. His Spirit, he empowers people with his anointing, sets them apart, gives them his Spirit. Listen to this, for a specific purpose, assignment, or office. The anointing is not to bless you. The anointing is so that you can do what God has called and created you to do. Let me put some responsibility in your life for 2026. There is an assignment with your name on it. There is a purpose with your name on it. There is something that God has told you to do that nobody else has received that call. It is going to be your yes or my yes that is going to make the difference. So when God anoints me, it's not just so that Brandon's life can be bigger and better. It's because there's an assignment in the next 361 days that God is getting me ready for. God is getting you ready for. He anoints for purpose. He anoints for assignment. At its core, the anointing is four things. Write these things down. The anointing shows God's choice, who he selects. Can I tell you that what God anoints, the devil cannot unanoint? You have to make decisions that God would pull that anointing off of your life like he did King Saul. But I love when God anoints me, because God did not check with my haters before he anointed me. God did not check with my family and say, you think Brandon's in a good place? God said, I know who he is, I know who he's not, but I know who I am. And when I put my spirit on him, who he is suddenly does not make a difference. What he lacks suddenly does not make a difference. You are God's choice. Somebody say, I'm God's choice. The anointing is God's presence. His spirit comes upon you. Can I just tell you that in 2026, the Holy Ghost has gotten a bad rap because everybody says, well, I don't want to speak in tongues, roll in the floor, froth at the mouth, and run the aisles at Living Way. Well, you don't have to do those things, but I am here to tell you the Holy Ghost will make you do some things that your flesh doesn't want you to do. But what I really want to encourage you is don't get turned off by the evidence of the Holy Spirit and forget that the purpose of God's Spirit being sent to you is so that you would have power, wonder-working power, so that when you walk into this world, the world doesn't make you bow, but you make every evil spirit in the world bow to the name that is Jesus, so that when you walk in a hospital, praise God, your presence in the hospital makes the demons of cancer and the demons of sickness flee. Can I talk to the junior high, the elementary, the high schoolers, and the college young people? When you walk onto that campus, you are not walking under your own guise. You are not walking under your own power. When you walk onto that campus, you are carrying the Holy Spirit of God. You are carrying God, praise God, in your earthen vessel. When you show up, praise God, there is a world-shaking power that shows up with you. When I say I'm anointed, I'm not talking about what I can do. I'm talking about what he can do through me. God's choice, God's presence. Third is God's empowerment. Ability beyond natural strength. Samson in my coloring books as a little boy looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I am here to tell you there's nothing in the Word of God that tells us that he was jacked with big muscles. Because that wouldn't make sense. That means he would have worked out to get that power to do the exploits of strength. I am here to tell you, Samson looked more like me than he did Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just an average guy. Don't say amen there. Don't say amen there. But when God's Spirit came on Samson, he was now able to do things under the direction and power of the Spirit that in flesh he could not do. In 2025, it didn't work. But can I just tell you, let's slap some anointing on that thing in 2026. It wasn't that you weren't in the right place at the right time or the right person. You just weren't anointed for that assignment yet. But here in just a few moments, none of us are going to have that excuse because we're about to have the Holy Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the same Spirit that showed up in the upper room is in this room today, and it is about to infuse us with supernatural power. Number four, God's authorization. I love this. Divine permission and backing. When I say the Word of God, when you speak the Word of God, when you declare His Word, it is not us that says it. It is not the Word coming out of my mouth that makes the devil shake and quake. What makes the devil fearful is I've got authority. I've got God Himself backing me. That's why you need to get very liberal in your use of the Word of God. And when you speak the Word of God and the promises of God, understand this, the Spirit in you and the God that is all around you, when you speak, hell doesn't hear you. They hear the God that has anointed you. Anointing is when God covers your ability with His ability. Creflo Dollar says it like this, anointing is when God rubs His super on our natural. One of the greatest biblical examples of alpha anointing is David's life. Until David was anointed, we never heard his name in Scripture. He was Jesse's son. He was referred to as Abinadab's brother, Shammah's brother. He was referred to as a shepherd. It was always in almost a dismissive way. But when he was anointed, everybody took notice. Can I encourage you? This is not your coming out party in 2026. This is the Holy Spirit's coming out party through you in 2026. I want to prophesy. There's some timid and mild and meek and quiet and shy people in this room that God is getting ready to turn your life upside down, because he's not asking you to change your personality. He's just asking you to be a vessel for his Holy Spirit to flow through. We don't hear David screaming and hollering. You see him on the backside of nowhere, but God saw him and God said, I can use that young man right there. He's got a heart after me. He's not like everybody else, but that's what I like about him. He's more like me than any of his brothers. And so he called for a king's search and sent Samuel with a horn of oil. That's where we get this. To anoint David to be king. 1 Samuel chapter 13. Samuel took the horn of oil, a ram's horn. Here at Living Way, we just get one little pump of that oil out of that bottle, a little dab of dew. That's not how they did in the Old Testament. The entire bottle was poured over David's head. The Bible says, he was anointed in the midst of his brethren. He was anointed in the midst of the people who were not anointed. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David after he was anointed. This is the first time we see David's name in Scripture. Up until this point, he was always referred to as something else. But the moment he is anointed, get this, church, his identity shows up. You will never know who you are until you understand that who you are really called to be is not tied up in who your parents were, the color of your skin, or your gender. What it really comes down to is this is who God created me to be. I didn't know who Brandon was until I got anointed. I didn't know what Brandon was really supposed to do until I got anointed. I did not understand the power and authority that I walked in until I got anointed. But thanks be to God, about 26 years ago, I got my first taste of the anointing. And that first taste has led me, praise God, time and a time again to say, God, yesterday's anointing was good for then, but I want a fresh anointing. Before this service is over, we're going to anoint you. We're going to get some things anointed in this room. But before today's over, I'm going to ask some of the elders of this church to anoint me. Why? Because I don't want to... you stepping into your best, I know that there's some things in 2026 that I need to do, some things that God has called me to do, that yesterday's anointing is not going to work today. So the Bible says, and from that day forward, David went. Two things, his identity and forward movement. The people of God in the wilderness, I love when God finally gets them to the promised land. He tells them, you've been here long enough. I'm telling somebody, you've been where you're at long enough. You've been feeling and dealing long enough. It is time, praise be to God, that you get up and say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I just know I need this anointing. And when you wake up tomorrow, guess what? You're still going to be anointed. And when you go through hell in February, you're still going to be anointed. In March, when everything good's happening, you're still going to be anointed. The Alpha anointing is the grace to start over or to start what others are afraid to begin, to move first when others hesitate, to trust God at the beginning, not just the ending. God doesn't bless what we finish. He blesses what we start. The finish is the blessing. It's not what he blesses. He blesses what we start. So when you stand and I stand in this church building on the first Sunday of 2026 and we make all of these grandiose claims that God, I'm going to do this and God, yours, you are mine and I am yours. You have all of me today. It is not just that statement that he is anointing. He is anointing every part of you so that 1 year from today, you'll be able to say, I don't know how I made it through these last 12 months, but I know I was anointed and God was with me with his spirit every step of the way. God doesn't anoint what you've been through. He anoints what you're going to. Number one, the Alpha anointing. Just got a couple minutes left. Here we are. Number one, the Alpha anointing breaks the fear of beginnings. Most people fear the end. But what we don't talk a lot about is the paralysis of fear at the beginning. Businesses we never start. Relationships, we never approach her or him because we are fearing rejection when it could be the greatest relationship of your life, but you are scared to start. But new seasons, they're fearful to a lot of us because they expose us. Not what they just expose in us, but what they expose us to. Listen to this, church. 2026 is going to expose you to new obedience. Your yes has to become louder. It has to become quicker. And it has to be more than words. New seasons expose us to new faith. 2025's faith was good then. But there are bigger devils. There are bigger levels. There are bigger giants. And there is a promised land that is going to take a new faith if you and I are going to get there. And it's going to take a new responsibility. Outside of Jesus coming to save us, which he was the only one that could redeem us from death and from our sin, I tell this to young people all the time, and please hear my heart. No one is coming to save you. Your life is your responsibility. Your life is not mom and dad's responsibility. It is not the government's responsibility. It is not the president's responsibility. It is not Congress's responsibility. It is not your pastor's responsibility. It is not your spouse's responsibility. Your life is in your hands. You are the CEO. Fire and hire accordingly. But your life is in your hands. If you want it to be great, you're going to be obedient. You're going to be faithful. If you want it to be a repeat, do what you did last year. New faith. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth was without form, void and dark. Somebody say without form. Somebody say void. Somebody say it was dark. And the Spirit of God moved. There it is. First thing, never heard anyone say this. First thing God does in creation, he anoints. And he puts his spirit on chaos. And what happens to chaos when his spirit is infused? Creation comes out of chaos when the Spirit of God is infused. Can I talk to somebody whose life is chaotic? Can I encourage you, let's infuse the chaos with the Spirit of God and let God create something out of nothing. He spoke it into being, and God did not wait for certainty before he spoke into the chaos and the darkness he created. You can step forward, and you should step forward without all the details. This is what I've learned, church. I'm on a need-to-know basis with God, and most of the time, I don't need to know. When my kids were younger, there were certain things that happened in our family. They were too young to understand what was going on. When my dad had his accident in August of 2013, and they said he wasn't going to live through the night, my kids didn't even know that Grandpa had had an accident for 4 days, because they could not have computed that at 6 and 8 years old, of what life would look like without their grandpa, who they saw every day. And I realized that as a child of God, that my father knows things that I'm not privy to, and I'm a control freak. All the control freaks say amen. And I have realized, praise God, some of you, you didn't say amen, and we know you're a control freak. But I praise God that there's sometimes I look back and I'm saying, God, thank you for not showing me that I could not have handled that in 2022. Thank you for keeping that from me and let my faith just do the walking, praise God. You're on a need-to-know basis, and at the end of the day, you don't need to know. You know God. He knows your future. That's enough. Let me say that again. You know God. He knows your future, and that's enough. God didn't wait for certainty, spoke into the chaos. This year begins with courage, not comfort. Faith doesn't need the full picture, just the first step. Just the first step. I'm going to do one more, and then we're going to stand, and we'll continue this next Sunday. Number two, the Alpha anointing puts God first, not last. We often invite God to clean up our situation, to clean up the mess that we've made, to amen decisions we've already made. Most counseling is futile. And I've shared that already, because people have already decided what they're going to do and they want us to amen it. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to give you the Word of God, and then you're going to do the Word of God, or you're not going to do the Word of God. I'm not even, most of the time, going to tell you what I would do, because I'm not you. I don't have the same set of circumstances that you do. Well, what would you do in your marriage? My marriage is not like your marriage. Your marriage is not like my marriage. Totally different set of circumstances. But what I can tell you is what God's Word says to do and what a healthy marriage looks like by the Word of God. But Alpha means placing God first. I love this. God is first in your life, not your emergency contact. Doesn't mean that he won't show up in an emergency. But what it does mean is that there's so many times in our life, church, where we will try him, that, place, and then at the end we'll bring God in the nick of time to save the day. And God loves us so much that he will, but we go through so much wasted time, heartbreak, hurt. When God is saying, I don't want to be your emergency contact, I want to be the first person you reach out to. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, standing on your feet all over the room. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God doesn't want to just be added to your year. He wants to author your year. God is not a supplement or a resource. He is the source, the end all be all, the first and the last. You cannot have the Alpha without the Omega without the Alpha. It is the same person. There is no differentiation between Alpha and Omega. It is the person of Christ. This year, I pray that we would seek God before decisions. Single person, pray about that person before you ask them out. Don't start asking us if that's supposed to be your husband. You've been dating him for 3 years now. What am I going to tell you? You've wasted 3 years. You need to drop that dude. I might tell you that, but I don't want to. Well, Pastor, I'm moving to Dallas to take a new job, and they're going to pay me twice as much. Did you pray about it? Well, no, it's twice as much. I know that's got... What if that twice as much cost you your family and your marriage? Pray about before the decision. Pray before moving. Listen before reacting. I'm hearing you, God. Listen before reacting. When God is Alpha, listen to this, church. Two more statements. Confusion loses all authority. When God is Alpha, confusion loses all authority. You walk with clarity. When you put God first in, what you put God first in, God puts his power on. And I'll leave you with this statement today. Said this on Wednesday night, and it was received so greatly, and a lot of people messaged me about it. This is the year you stop asking, is this allowed? And you start asking, is this aligned? A lot of us are asking God for an allowance. God, can I do this? Is it okay if I go? When the question is not, can I? It's, God, is this decision going to pull me out of your will or put me more concretely in your will? Talk about Alpha anointing. Alpha anointing is being aligned with God's spirit. What happened to Samson? Came out from under the spirit of God. What happened to Saul? Came out from under the spirit of God. What happened to David? David had a life like this, but his anointing kept him coming back and aligning. I want to open the altar right now for those in this room that 2026, not cliche, not 2026 is going to be the best year of my life. 2026 is going to be the most purposeful year of your life. 2026 is going to be a year of assignment. 2026 is going to be a year of purpose achieved. 2026 is not going to be the best year of my life. It's going to be the most accomplished in the spirit of my life. I'm going to do more for kingdom in 2026. Look at all these people streaming to this altar. Praise God. And we don't mind making a second, third, and fourth row in this altar. If you're ready for an Alpha anointing, I'm going to ask our prayer team and pastoral team to go ahead and get that anointing oil.